1 Thessalonians 5:16 to 24. Be joyful always, prepare continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Do not put out the Spirit's fire. Do not treat prophecies with contempt, but test them all. Hold on to what is good and reject every kind of evil. May God Himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. And may your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. This is the word of the Lord.
Hear the gospel of Luke. Praise to you, O Lord. Luke chapter 1, starting at verse 46. And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he promised our ancestors." Mary stayed with Elizabeth for about 3 months and then returned home. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Please take a seat, guys. Thanks. Good news. I'm not sure if any of you know, but I love singing. I especially love singing to praise God, and my voice often feels easier when I'm singing God's glory. I believe it is important that we focus on the good things when praising and thank God for all his wonderful gifts. The Virgin Mary used this technique of praising God and all his good gifts in her song on hearing the news that she would bear the Son of God. Good news. Let's look at this in more depth. In a time where society lived in fear, how humbling that our Father chose the mildest, most innocent young woman to bear his only son. Mary knew scripture, and it may well have been that an echo of Old Testament scripture burst forth from Mary on hearing the news, enabling her to overflow with praise for her Father. The echo I refer to is that of Hannah in Samuel. The songs are similar, yet so different and personal to each of the heroines praising God. My spirit rejoices in God. Good news. All credit to Mary for not freaking out, but accepting the news in a humble, responsible, and joyful way. How many people can you think of that would just drop everything to bear the Son of God? How scared Mary must have felt. Single woman, pregnant out of marriage. What immense pressure. Thinking of all the what ifs that could have followed, but didn't. Good news. Mary could have doubted, but this is not how she received the news, which is why Mary is such a superheroine in my eyes. Mary ultimately had pure faith in our Father, which shines through the whole Christmas story. Pure faith. Good news. I think we should all be like Mary. Mary was accepting, giving, faithful, and prayerful. Our soul, like Mary's body, can receive God Himself if only we, like her, receive, consent, and believe. We can be like Mary. We all have the opportunities given by the grace of God to do so. Let us remember God will never turn his back. He is always there waiting for us to speak to him, to build the relationship, grow in him, and be living examples of faith in him. Good news. If we reflect briefly at our reading from 1 Thessalonians, may God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. I just feel comfort on reading this passage. What a loving, merciful Father we have that wants us to be free of sin and pure. God wants to claim us for his own, and we must always repent of our sins so we can grow ever closer to God, knowing all the suffering Jesus went through for us. How immensely powerful was that action from God? Good news. If we reflect on this and think back to our Isaiah reading, even then, God was guiding his prophets to exclaim the good news. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. How comforting that throughout this earth's changing society and environment, God still wants us to grasp the concept of the good news, Jesus Christ. Through Jesus, we can receive eternal life if we accept him as our Lord and Saviour. I mean, how amazing that he came to earth for us. Jesus is the light of the world. Take comfort in this passage from Thessalonians. You are all children of the light and children of the day. We do not belong to the night or to the darkness. You are all children of light. Good news. I pray that we never stray far from his path, following him and loving him. Let us take heart in this guidance from Scripture. Rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Good news. So to round up, let us thank God for all the good gifts he offers us, for Mary, and for his good news. I'm going to end with a quote from one of my all-time favourite Christmas songs. I hope it resonates with you all, and that you all have a really blessed Christmas. There's a world still needing to hear good news, more than presents and Christmas food. May you find the love that God has for you this Christmas time. Amen.